Today, the defense for Boston Marathon bomber Jahar Tsarnaev rested its case, but not before calling a powerful witness in the attempt to convince the jury to spare the 21-year-old from the death penalty. Tsarnaev was convicted of 30 federal charges in the attacks that killed three and injured more than 260. 17 of those charges carried the death penalty. The jury also has the option of life in prison without parole. The defense has presented friends and former teachers who've testified that Tsarnaev was a popular student, known by many at his Cambridge, Massachusetts high school, including, full disclosure, me, through a relative who went to school with him. But he's shown absolutely no reaction in court to testimony about the horrific impact of the bombing his lawyer has admitted he did. And no one has testified about what his thinking might be until today, when death penalty opponent Sister Helen Prejean, the nun made famous by her book and movie adaptation Dead Man Walking, took the stand. Reporter David Boeri from Here and Now, contributing station WBUR, is at the federal courthouse in Boston. And David, let's just step back, remind listeners, the judge had been deciding whether to allow the sister to talk and what she could talk about. Why was that, first of all? And then how did that play out in court today?
Because, as you just said, Robin, she is the prophetic voice of the Catholic Church and the opposition to the death penalty in this country on the grounds that it's immoral. She and Judy Clark, the defense attorney here, are the leading figures of that opposition. So there's no way whatsoever that she was going to be allowed to testify about the immorality of the death penalty here. You know, there's an odd and unsettling description of this jury. It's called, quote-unquote, death qualified, which means that every one of them said that they would be willing to impose the death penalty if they were so persuaded. So it's not, nowhere in this game is anyone going to be allowed to say they're opposed to the death penalty. But on the opposite hand, close to the end of the trial, the judge was faced with this decision. Mitigation, that is, the arguments of why someone should not receive the death penalty, is given wide latitude to make those arguments. So here the judge was confronted with his dilemma, and the most common reason for overturning death penalties in this country is that the judge did not allow enough evidence of mitigation. So all of a sudden this morning when we hear those words, the defense calls Sister Helen Prejean, the courtroom is electrified.
Yeah.
She takes the stand, and she's on the tightest of leashes.
Yeah, well, talk about that, because she is speaking, but you tell us that she was constantly being stopped.
Not only stopped by her own attorney, it was something to behold. Miriam Conrad kept on saying, I'm going to stop you right there. I'm going to stop you right there, clearly indicating over the limits that the judge set. At one point, Sister Prejean says, I was dedicating my life to God, trying to do the will of God is the goal of your life as a Muslim too. I'm going to stop you right there. Then she talks a little later on. In the Catholic Church, we've become opposed to the death penalty. Objection from the prosecutor, William Weinreb.
Well,
that was sustained. And it went like that.
Well, you've just said something, David, that we should tell listeners about. This was the most dramatic thing we heard today. We learned that this conversation you're referring to, she's talking about meeting with Jahar Tsarnaev 5 times in jail and talking to him. Tell us more about what she said their conversation was like.
That's right. 5 times, starting in March, just before the trial, and going until just last week. So she is in with him in detention. And the questions, again, all very narrow here. What did he say? And she says he said it emphatically. No one deserves to suffer like they did. His response was so spontaneous, she testified. I had every reason to believe he was sincere. What did you observe about his voice? She's asked. It had pain in it, actually. I had every reason to think he was genuinely sorry for what he did. Now, it reminds me, Robin, of a line from Dead Man Walking, actually. It's easier to kill a monster than a human being. Her performance today, her testimony, went right to the heart of mitigation, that a human being is there somewhere.
Yeah, but this jury has also seen a defendant who has shown absolutely no remorse, no reaction after weeks of horrific testimony from his victims. So did you look at the jury when the sister was saying that she actually heard remorse from him?
Remember, they're looking at a 76-year-old nun. She's a good witness. She's friendly. She's modest. She's responsive. And she is telling them, her impressions to the extent that she can. We don't know whether any of the jurors know that she is the person played by Susan Sarandon in a movie called Dead Man Walking. We don't know that. But what you could see is a response to this nun. At one point, as she's testifying, she says to the defense attorney, you know, can I speak about other prisoners? And they frown at that because they've said, no, stick to what we're talking about. She said, I didn't think so. Just checking it out. The jurors laughed. It's the first time I think I've seen the jurors laugh at anything any of the defense witnesses have said in this trial. She got through on one level. The government hated the fact that she was on the stand in the first place. They had fought it. William Weinreb, the prosecutor, kept his cross-examination to just about 2 minutes, which tells you they wanted to minimize the damage. They didn't want her there. She was there. She spoke to a limited extent, but that had an effect on the jurors, I think.
Yeah. David Boeri of WBUR talking about the Boston Marathon bombing trial. The jury could receive this case by the end of the week. David, thank you so much.